Yeah, this is the real BS show.
Nothing but BS.
Coming at you on a Tuesday, sunny Tuesday afternoon. Cold out, though.
Yes, it is.
We got a mystery band. See if you can guess who this is.
Someone that could mix genres together in an amazing way.
Right. Pretty amazing. Good musicians and good recordings and the whole nine yards. So, I don't know, Seth, if you're ready to, you know, give this a whirl.
Yeah, give it a showcase.
Yeah, what the heck? Something different. Something different. We always try to get something different. Ready? Go.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene.
The Real BS Show coming at you. What do you think, Seth? What's the next one here?
Well, this next one is one that, you know, people think this singer sings a certain way, maybe say a little high-pitched or whatnot. But if you actually hear this next one, you will be shocked. This is actually his real singing voice. The reality is people have always perceived, they wanted him to have a certain voice from when he was younger, in his earlier years. And in reality, his baseline vocals were at a different register. But he could reach high notes, and he could reach low notes, too. But this is his more, they call it his more relaxed vocal range that he should have been singing in if he was, like, later on became famous, not from his childhood. People would have recognized this voice as the baseline register, so it wasn't going too high or too low. And this is, I call it, you know, so this is what I consider his real voice.
So we'll get the real voice then.
That's right.
All right, well, let's listen to the real voice.
You may now apply.
You may now
apply your 3D glasses.
3D.
As we proceed.
Prepare for proceed.
Treble, stereo, control, high low, you go. Give them just a number,
close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but dare I take the sound before you make it. And you start to freeze as someone looks you right between the eyes.
the BS show. The real BS show. Real. What am I saying?
No BS.
Yeah. So if you haven't guessed who this is yet, or what band it is and all that kind of stuff, we'll give you another kind of familiar song that might help you.
Right.
If you look in the mirror, you might figure out who this is. So, without further ado, and I don't know. I guess we don't need to BS too much between these songs. So
it's the real deal.
There's nothing much to talk about. Nobody cares anyway. So, so okay, let's do it. Let's do it again.
Once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man flow. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
You got to not break yourself. about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing feels? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we've shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore?
Thank you.
Oh, that's the Real BS Show. So I'm sure you're getting zeroed in on who this is. And the next thing we'd like to do is they did a song. They did this song, and they did a dance routine at a big, big prison yard.
Right.
In, I think it was Australia. And all the guys in their orange jumpsuits or whatever, and they got a thousand, there must have been 1,000 or more prison inmates, and they all were spectacular. I mean,
right.
They were right on the money. And it was impressive, I got to say. It was
a large dance routine.
Yeah. In the center of this prison, it was just spectacular. Just spectacular. And I don't know where you could find it, probably on YouTube somewhere.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
But it was just amazing. So this is the music they used to dance to, and like I say, if you ever get a chance to look it up on YouTube.
Was this something that the artist made himself with the prison, or was this something independent of the...
Yeah, it was totally independent. They had a big sound system all around because the prison yard was in the middle. It was almost like a stadium kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
And these guys were unbelievable, unbelievable. But they had a big sound system, and they just stayed in tune with that sound system. And it was spectacular, spectacular.
So positive prison experience a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, they looked like they were having a ball, too. I mean, they were really, really into it. And it was something Hollywood probably would have trouble doing.
Right, right.
You know, but they did it, and it was awesome. So let's listen to this and just imagine 1,000 prison inmates dancing around in the middle of a stadium. The Real BS Show. That was called The Dancing Inmates. If you look it up on YouTube, you'll find it. And it's quite a bit different, but it's...
Yeah, they were in the Philippines.
Is that the Philippines? Yeah. I knew it was over there somewhere, but...
They used his choreographers, you know, the
choreographers.
Choreographers, yeah.
But it was pretty impressive. I remember it brought tears to my eyes. That's all I can remember. But let's continue on, and we'll see if by the end of all this, if you can guess who we're talking about.
Yeah. high prestige, who promised fortune and fame, a life that's so carefree. She's saying that's okay. Hey baby, do what you want. I'll be your night loving thing. I'll be the freak you can talk. I don't care what you say. I wanna go too far. I'll be your everything. If you make me your star.
The Real BS Show coming down, coming at you from, well, this is about the end of an hour, isn't it?
Right, that's correct.
Because I'm getting sore sitting here. Well, if you haven't guessed who that is yet, which I'm sure everyone has, it's Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
The love him or hate him, it doesn't really matter.
I mean, he had his problems, but, you know, at the same time.
The music, you know. He was definitely talented. And the way they put things together, and you don't get that very often. It just, it was unique and different and very sharp.
His ideas for musicality and his vocal range and his vocal abilities.
Well, his ability to dance was awesome,
right,
too.
I mean,
it really was.
You know, and then his childhood, you know, his childhood was a messed up story, you know, and that does not excuse anything he might have done. I personally, I'm not a, you know, a massive fan of Michael Jackson.
Well, I think if you had a childhood like his, you'd be screwed in the head, too.
Oh, yeah, his father was pretty messed up, you know, and, you know, there was a lot of issues there that had to be unpacked, and I think there's a lot that could be said about it. You know, I have my own personal views about things, but ignoring all that and just looking at the fact of as an artist, you know, he was a sensation. Like, you know, he was better. He had more hits than almost
any
artist.
There was the Jackson 5, was
it? Yeah.
Well, there was, I mean, he's the only one that took off like that. And,
right.
And just went crazy. I mean, just beautiful stuff.
He was a famous everywhere he went almost, you know.
Oh,
like,
sure,
you know,
I sure. Mean, oh, sure. That would screw your head up, too, when you get that many people after you.
And then all the paparazzi that were trying to follow him everywhere he went, and, like, he couldn't leave his home. And it's just the absurd level of fame that he had, you know. And some people are like, oh, woe is me. No, imagine that. I would never want to be famous. I wouldn't want to have, you know, 24-hour surveillance of my home.
Well, you know, down deep, he definitely had, he had this... this caring for humanity, and he really did. He really did care, and he didn't like the injustices that were, were everywhere. I mean, just everywhere. And it's, you know, it's still that way today. I mean, we're still blowing the snot out of each other.
Right.
I mean, this Ukraine-Russian thing is just awful, and it didn't have to happen.
Right.
And it's everybody's fault. It's our fault just as much as anybody else's fault. I mean, it's NATO and America. We're just everywhere in everybody's business.
I think
it's not right.
I think that one of the facets of humanity is that we don't look at the whole as the world as one, and we tend to only look at our tribe per se. And this is something that's part of humanity. We can go back 300,000 years or even longer, millions of years ago. Your tribe was the most important thing, and so. We kind of made that into our nation states, and here we are today thinking we're any different. You know, these people that were anti-war, you know, a few years ago, now are pro-war, and I'm the type of person to say I'm for peace. There's times for just wars, but those are rare.
Well, and if you want to fight about something, arm wrestle or something, I don't know.
And, yeah.
May the best man win, but...
Right.
I don't know. This guy was ahead of his time, that's for sure. And so if you guessed Michael Jackson, you got it right. I'm sure a lot of people did.
Right.
But we saved this one for last because it has a lot of meaning. And
kind of fitting today.
Yeah, it fits in. And
I mean, I think all of his songs kind of fit still today, but this one specifically, you know.
Yeah, right. And it's a little different version than what you might have heard before, but this is Michael Jackson.
When we should heed a certain cause, 'cause the world, it seems, is right in this line. 'Cause there's a chance we're taking in needing our own lives. It seems we need nothing at all. I used to feel I should give away my heart. Dying there, and it showed that we must. will see that someone cares. Cause you know that they can't feed them all. Then I read the paper and it said deep in night, and it shows the certain we will call.